Welcome to Q&A Selling Online, with answers to questions about creating an online empire, promoting products, or building a brand. Your host, private label and e-commerce entrepreneur, Quinn Amorm.
Welcome everybody to Q&A Selling Online. So today I have a question from Andy. I picked a bestseller product. I sourced it. Now I received it, but I can't compete with my competitors' prices. How do they do it? So that is a great question. Most important thing that I see here is, Andy, you picked a bestseller product, which is something that I don't advise. A lot of people still do. I don't advise you to pick anything in the top 100 because the competition is going to be insane. There are so many people out there doing exactly the same because all have been taught the same. I don't think that that's the best way to do it. Now, what I wanted to point out is that not only you picked the best seller, but you should have done your research before ordering this product. You researched that it does sell a lot. Obviously, it is a best seller, so it does sell a lot. You have to check your pricing. You have to check how much it's going to cost you to ship that to the U.S. I'm guessing that's where you're from. I didn't see that. You have to see how much your taxes are going to be, your duties, your import taxes is what I'm talking about. Now, you have to send it to Amazon. So you have to account for those fees, the shipping, now these shipping costs. Amazon is going to receive it, and you have to account for the 15% that Amazon is going to take from you, the pick and pack fee, which a lot of people forget, and that is super important that you include this pick and pack fee. Not only that, but now you have to also account with returns, refunds, damaged product, and taxes. So I'm guessing you missed something in one of those steps. I don't know which one or if more than one. But those are the things that always pay attention to your costs. You can't just randomly pick a product, private label, put a nice package on it now, send it to the US. Your vendor makes money on it, Amazon makes money on it, and you don't make anything. That cannot happen. Besides, this point is how can your competitors have such a low price? It depends on several things, and you don't really know what goes behind their doors. Your competitor can also be struggling with not making money. You never know. Sometimes they probably went ahead and did the exact same thing you did, and now either they think they're making money and they're missing some of the fees, and that is possible again. Either that or they are, I don't know, you can check and see how many reviews they have. So by checking the reviews, it gives you an estimate of how long they've been selling for. And this person, if it has, you know, if you're looking at 2,000-3,000 reviews, this person can be selling for a long time, and they can be selling thousands of these per week. So when you sell 1,000 a week, or 2,000 a week, or 10,000 a month, whatever it is. Now your vendor in China, the manufacturer, is gonna give you a better deal. There's no doubt about that. Not only they're gonna bump you in line in the production so they can make yours quicker when you're ordering 10,000, but you also get a better deal. Now you can negotiate. When you're ordering 10,000 of something every month or every couple months, You can negotiate a little bit on pricing. The other thing is quality. Do they have lower quality than you? Because a lot of people think everything that's made in China is cheap and low quality. It isn't. Us North Americans, and I don't get tired of telling this to my friends, us North Americans, we always pick the lowest quality ones because they are the cheapest. Obviously, the cheapest quality product is going to have the lowest cost. So you can have the exact same product because in China, they can make the highest quality in the world if we're willing to pay that price. But then again, when the price goes so high, now is it worth it? The price got so high now that the quality is really good, but at that price, you can buy it in the US or Canada. So might as well source it locally. So people only go to China because they want to get better deals. It's not, they're not going there for good quality or nothing. It's just to get better price. Now, another option could be, and that happens often and people don't even know it, is your competitor, maybe he has been selling this for now 2 years and he thinks, you know, sales have gone down and down and down. To you, it still looks insanely high because now there's, I don't know, 200, 300, 400 people selling that exact same product. But to this person that's been selling there forever, he knows his sales are going down because so many people are getting into this that his sales obviously diminished. Now, is it possible that this seller is trying to liquidate his product by breaking even or even at a small loss? You know, people do that often. You try a product and even if he's not a big player, it could be a small player, somebody like you and me, just started a product, send it out to test, send in 100, 200 units to test the market. Now, next thing he knows, they're not selling. They're not selling. They're there for a month, two, three. Now he knows he's going to get dinged with long-term storage fees. So he figures, let me liquidate this. Let me get out of here. Probably one of the options for him would have been to sell on eBay, but we're not discussing that. So this person can list their products at break-even or at a small loss. And I have done it. I've done it at a decent size loss. It wasn't even break even. I did it below what it cost me for a couple of products that the price was too low, so there was nothing I could do to make it profitable. The product was amazing, but what I should have done was bundle more than one. And this was a product that, you know, I expected it to sell for around $12. Kind of the same thing happened. There was a lot of people in there. Amazon's pick and pack fees were higher, but not only that, it was too cheap. The product was too cheap. I had to launch it at about 8 something, trying to bring it up, slowly bring it up to the 12 and a half. I was hoping if I made it at 12 and a half, people would buy two of them and now they would get free shipping because it's an order of over $25. It didn't happen, so I liquidated those and I put them below what it cost me. So if somebody would have seen those, they would have thought, how is this guy getting products so cheap? But no, I was just losing, just trying to get rid of them. I believe that's all I can say. Andy, my advice is to all of you, not just Andy, to all of you out there, before sourcing anything, make sure you account for every single fee, everything possible, everything you can think of. I often say, I don't know what I don't know, so you probably don't know what all your fees are. So do a bit of research. I bet if you go and search right now, what are the fees of all fees of selling on Amazon, something like that. Do a Google research. I can actually write them down also in show notes if you guys want. There are several fees. Like I said, the product itself, the packaging, if you're getting from different vendors, even if you're getting from the same vendor, more than likely you will have to pay for the packaging. Now, are they gonna charge you extra for branding? Are you gonna put your logo on something? Do you need to create a mold for this the first time? That kind of stuff. The memberships, there's something. The memberships for all these sites. I see people that sell on Amazon and we all join the same Facebook groups. And some of these people have every single paid tool there is. And trust me, I have lots of them, not all, but it adds up so quick and so much. Oh man, you know, Jungle Scout, you get Jungle Scout, it's a $200 US one-time deal. Then you have the Jungle Scout monthly membership if you choose to. Then Celex, Feedback Genius, oh man. But there's so many tools out there that people use every single one and they started to add up. Cash Cow Pro, I used that one and it was super cool for a while, but then I realized it was missing some connections with the Canadian market, although I use Celex. Celex does not connect to the Canadian market as well. I guess it just sucks that Amazon Canada is so small. That's why it's not worth it to build software for it. But that's it. Andy and everybody else, make sure you know every single fee that entails selling your product. Okay, guys, good luck. Go out there and profit. Okay, bye.